play-by-play with John Nixon.
Hey, good evening, everybody, from Mound City High School. It's the home of the Panthers. It's a Highway 275 conference battle tonight. Second place in the district seedings on the line here tonight, possibly, depending on how this game works out, and another one coming up here later this week for these two teams. Mound City, that's in the boys' game. In the girls' game, Mound City, coached by Ryan Osborne, comes in here 14-10 on the year, while Coach Maddie McPhillips has her Rockport Blue Jays checking in at 9-10 on the season. In the boys' game, Mound City is 15-9 on the year for Coach Alan Ottman, while Coach Aaron Carver's Blue Jays are now, well, they can't be 13-17. How about 13-7? 13-7 for the Rockport Blue Jays coming into tonight's ballgame here at Mound City. It's senior night here. They had they played just half of a JV game, and then they had the introduction of the seniors and their parents here before the ball game tonight. So we're right getting pretty much on schedule for a 6 o'clock start time, maybe just a minute or so early. The two teams are out there warming up. We'll take a two-minute timeout and be back with a look at the starting lineups between Mound City and Rockport on Sunny 101.3.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Fall City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight for the visitors from Rockport. Coach Maddie McPhillips will go with 5'5" junior Shaney Vogler, 5'6" freshman Ella Meyercourt, 5'9" sophomore Avery Meyercourt, 5'5" sophomore Addie Mayfeld, and a 5'4" senior Michaela Makings. Shaney Vogler, Ella Meyercourt, Avery Meyercourt, Addie Mayfield, and Michaela Makings for the Blue Jays tonight. For Mound City, the home team tonight, it will be our coach Ryan Osborne, 5'9" senior Ryan, 5'9" senior Sydney Meadows, a 5'8" junior Katie Kreider, 5'8" senior Abby Gibson, a 5'8" senior Abby Gibson, we just told you, 5'6" senior Elizabeth Lowcamper, and also 5'9" freshman Miranda Rigger. Miranda Rigger, the fifth starter for Mound City here. I'm checking here. I think we had a number that may be wrong on our book here, so it may have an issue. We'll have to check that as we go along here tonight. But we'll figure it all out here as we go. Mount City numbers are all the same, but I thought we had a change down there for one of the Rockport players. Let's check that out. Get the old trusty program out here. 13. That's what I've got. Oh, my. Well, we'll have to figure it out as we go here. I know what I've got for 13, but I didn't think it to the introduce. So, at any rate, all of our games available on the World Wide Web at mscsports.net. That's mscsports.net. Hit the Listen Live button and pick KLZA. Here we go. Step into the middle. Miranda Rigger for Mound City. And in there for the Blue Jays will be Avery Meyercourt, sophomore. Mound City goes left to right as we look at it here. And they control the tip. Backcourt it goes to Elizabeth Lowcamper. Lowcamper hands it off to Meadows, who comes up the floor. Now they lob it over the top, and it's Lowcamper in the lane. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. And the rebound grabbed up by Vogler. Rockport grabs the first carom of the ball game, and up the floor they come. Over to the left side, Addie Mayfeld with the basketball. Back on the left side now, Dylan Kimmerling, who I have down here, a 5'9 sophomore. And now the ball goes forward, shot of the way by Avery Meyercourt, no good. And the rebound grabbed up by Miranda Rigger. Rigger will give it to Meadows. Meadows to the front, off the left side of the floor now to Kreider. Kreider went into Lowcamper, hit her in the back, didn't see it coming. And she will rebound the miss by Rigger. Missed it, follow-up shot, and now Avery Meyercourt with the rebound coming down for the Blue Jays. Well, back the other way we come. Blue Jay basketball down the left side. Kick it out to the left side to Michaela Makings beyond the line. Three-pointer on the way up. No good there by Mayfeld. And the rebound grabbed up again by Mound City. Meadows to the front court, working the right side, and a quick reach-in foul here on Addie Mayfeld. First foul of the ball game. Now we'll have an inbound here by Lowcamper between the Rockport bench and the scorer's table. Brings it in, gets it right back, and hands it off to Meadows in the midcourt circle. Back it goes now to Abby Gibson. Abby to Rigger. Right wing, used up her dribble, throws it, controlled by Gibson, back to Rigger, over to Meadows. Free throw circle, drives down, kicks it to the left corner, three ball up on the rim. Two hops, no good there for Kreider. And grabbing the rebound and heading the other way now is Michaela Makings. Take the ball to the left side and a three ball wide open up. No good there by Avery Meyercourt. The ball squirted away from everybody. Got out of bounds, and it's going to be Blue Jay basketball. Touch last by Mound City. Nice, beautiful weather outside. Makes it for warm this time of the year in the gym here at Mound City tonight. Off the left side, hand the ball off in the left corner. Now skip it over the top and knocked away, stolen by Meadows. Meadows on the way to the hole with the bucket. No, can't get her to go. Rebound grabbed by Makings. No score at the 5:40 mark of the first quarter. To the front court, driving down the lane, new double team. Makings out to the right side and a foul as Shaney Vogler puts it up. And she'll go to the line to shoot two here. Foul on Mound City, Sydney Meadows. That'll be the first foul of the ballgame on the Panthers here. So free throw on the way up, and he would get a point on the board. There we go. Shaney Vogler with the basketball. Blue Jay fans will be at Rockport Friday night when the East Atchison Wolves come to town at Rockport High. We'll have the girls and the boys action for you Friday night here on Sunny 101.3. Second free throw on the way up and drops it through, and it's 2-0. Rockport with the lead here in the early going. 2.5 minutes into the ball game, 2-0 Rockport against the man-to-man comes the Mound City offensive unit. Lob it in, Lowcamper, volleyball out of there. Rigger ends up with it for the Panthers. Brings it back out, driving around, shot up, no good by Gibson. And she will be fouled and will go to the free throw line to shoot two. This foul, Dylan Kimmerling with the foul. Her first, team foul number two. Free throw up. Free throw won't go for Abby Gibson. Now one more to come here. Gibson, 5'8 senior, ready, fires, it's off the mark, won't go. Rebound grabbed by Vogler for the Blue Jays. Coming up the floor through the circle at midcourt will be Mayfeld. Hands the ball off on the right side and now out to the right corner with it. Vogler goes to the baseline, now spins out of there. Tried to hit a teammate. They misconnect on the pass. It's out of bounds. And the Mount St. Panthers get the ball here. Down 2-0. 4:55 to play in the first quarter. Sydney Meadows bringing it up the floor for the Panthers. Gets the man-to-man off the left side to Kreider. Kreider will hold. Now dribble left. Pulls up. Shoots from 12. On the rim. Won't go. Meadows the rebound. And she is fouled. She was going to put it back up. Draws a foul on Rockport. Panther ball out of bounds. Foul will go on Addie Mayfeld. Her second foul already in the ball game for the Blue Jays. Meadows out top. Low camper right back to Meadows in the paint. Still in the paint. Gets it out of there. Passes, tips, stolen. Avery Meyercourt with the steal at the other end. Layup is good. Avery Meyercourt, first field goal of our ball game. Makes it 4-0. The Blue Jay girls have the lead here. We'll come to the front court now for the Panthers. The low camper going inside. They play behind her. They play in front of her. And the ball up the air. A lot of contact. No foul. The ball's out of bounds off the Blue Jays. Meadows the trigger. Brings it in. Tried to get low camper. And was batted away by Rockport and goes off of a Mound City player. Coach Ryan Osborne up encouraging his team to play tough, make the hard catches there. Be strong. Off the floor come the Blue Jays to the front court. Pass off the left side to Michaela Makings. Down in the corner now, Vogler. Vogler back out top, Kimmerling. Drives down through the middle, lost the handle on it. Lowcamper takes it away for the Panthers and will give the ball to her teammate and classmate, Sydney Meadows, the seniors. Meadows up the floor, down the lane, off the backboard, no good. Got her own rebound up, won't go. Rebound controlled by Makings. That's Michaela Makings with her third rebound. And here come the Blue Jays to the front court with the ball. Over to the far right side, Shaney Vogler. Back in the middle to Michaela Makings down the left side of the lane. Dishes off Kimmerling. Kimmerling passes over right side. Vogler again dribbling on the wing. Spins it back out of there to the top. They'll reset. Pass the ball to Addie Mayfeld between the circles. She'll kind of drift off to the left here beyond the three-point line. Looks for a cutter. Gets the ball inside to Vogler. Can't connect. Rebound comes down to Makings. Out to Kimmerling, shooting, man missing. Rebound brought down by Rigger. And here come the Panthers to the front. Looking for a bucket. Long three-pointer, Kreider, no good. Rebound again to Michaela Makings. Up the floor quickly, pass to the front. Meyercourt with it, leaves it off, and a drive and a stop. And now a back out, a three-ball Kimmerling on the rim, no good. Meadows with another Mound City rebound. 4-0, 2.5 to play, first quarter here. Mound City, Meadows in the lane, and down, and a whistle and a foul. There you go. When she gets hot and gets started, watch out. She can score in bunches. Foul on Addie Mayfeld, the sophomore. Addie has picked up three already for Rockport. You don't want to get greedy picking up all the fouls on your team. She's got three of the four on the team now. At the line is Meadows. It's up. It's good. And now all of a sudden, it's a one-point ball game. 4-3. Ball comes into Shaney Vogler. Rockport. Who'd they bring into the ball game here? We'll catch it in a minute. Kimmerling in there. Now with the ball is Ella Meyercourt. Ella passes the ball off. Driving to the baseline now is Avery Meyercourt. Back out to Kimmerling. The top, Vogler swinging around to the right side, a drive and a dump underneath going from Ella Meyercourt in there for Avery. They can't connect on the pass, and the ball heads out of bounds, and it'll belong to Mound City. just under 2 minutes to go now. Quarter number one, 4-3 on senior night at Mound City High School in our girls' game here tonight. Coming up the floor of the Panthers. Inside Lowcamper, drop step off the glass, can't get it to go. Official comes our way. The foul will be on Avery Meyercourt. Avery picks up her first foul of the evening. And now at the free throw line is going to be Elizabeth Lowcamper. Mound City 1-for-3 at the line right now, looking. Eyes the bucket on the way, and the lefty short this time. She'll have another one coming. One more coming here for the Mound City senior. Looking to tie it all up here at 4 apiece with this one. It's on the way up and off the front edge. No good. Rebound comes out. Shaney Vogler grabbed it. Lowcamper came around, grabbed it back, and that's going to be a held ball. Vogler gets a rebound, but the ball on the alternating possession will go to... Now, wait a minute. They screw up the arrow here. Rockport ball. Didn't get the arrow going here. Okay. The books agree, just the electronics don't agree. 4-3 Rockport, 1:40 to go in period number one. Coming up the floor, give the ball off now to Ella Meyercourt. For Rockport, dropped it. Loose ball picked up by Aiva Barnes, who just checked in. She gets ahead to Gibson. Layup won't go, and a rebound brought down by Ella Meyercourt. She's on the run the other way. Lisa for Kimmerling. Kimmerling passes to the top. And now dribbling in with the basketball. Michaela Makings cut off. Shot away by Vogler. No. Barnes with the rebound for Mound City. And then she will be fouled by Shaney Vogler. Shaney's first team foul, number 6. Mound City going to be in the bonus the rest of the first half. Got a minute 12 to play here in the first quarter. Up the floor comes Sydney Meadows. Get the ball away now to Abby Gibson. High post rigger underneath Lowcamper. Dribbles from the right side to the left side. Can't connect on the shot. And the rebound is grabbed up and on the run the other way. Michaela Makings with her fifth rebound of the night. Out into the paint it goes. Reaching in Lowcamper. Held ball this time will go to Mound City. So the Panthers get it back with 49 seconds to go in quarter number one. Sydney Meadows walking it up the floor. Here's the midcourt stripe. Crosses over to the front. Gives the ball off now to, that's going to be Lowcamper. Now back out to Gibson. To Barnes with half a minute to go in the first period. Mound City against a man-to-man defense, taking their time. Way out between the circles. Lowcamper dribbles down left side of the lane, forces her way in. Ball is blocked, but it goes to Rigger, who picks up the loose ball and puts it up and in. Mound City takes their first lead of the ball game, 5-4, with 9 seconds to go in the first period. Out top, Vogler had it knocked loose, 3 on the clock. Dribbling up, floating. No, she passed it off, and no bucket for Rockport, no attempt. After one is Mound City 5 and Rockport 4. Back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
after one. It's 5-4 Mound City as both teams struggled on the offensive end here in the first quarter tonight at Mound City. Rockport gets the ball to start the second quarter. They come off the left side and they throw the ball away. Dylan Kemmerling couldn't come up with a catch. Now Gibson into Rigger, pulls up, 10-footer off the glass, up and good. Miranda Rigger with her second field goal, and Mound City's up 3-7-4. The other way, Vogler with it. Oh, she came very close to double dribble there. Coach Osborne thought sure she did. And now down the lane, a reverse layup, no good by Ella Meyercourt. Rebound to Locamper. Out of there. Now she's going to bring it up herself. Out to Barnes for three from the left side of the circle. No. And the rebound is grabbed there by Dylan Kemmerling. Kemmerling will work it to the front court herself. Off the right side to the free throw area. Passes off, driving inside, and we've got a foul on Mound City. I tell you what, Rockport's a lucky. Michaela Makings got in there deep, got herself in trouble, and Mound City kind of tripped into her a little bit, and the foul is called on Elizabeth Locamper, her first, team foul number two. Out top of the basketball now, driving with it will be Kemmerling. She'll kick it out top, and a three-pointer for Shaney Vogler from the right side of the circle ties the game up at 7 apiece. The other end driving off the glass, shot no good. And now Rigger picks up the loose ball. Bank is not open. That first shot put up there by Meadows. And now to the front court. Here comes Rockport in a 7-7 tie. With the basketball, Michaela Makings. Left side goes over the right side. Now driving in with it. Ella Meyercourt passes off for Michaela Makings. Back across the lane. The pass inside and a layup. Good. Nice move by Avery Meyercourt. And the lead goes back now to Rockport, 9-7. Gibson in the front court for the Panthers. Off to Barnes. High post, free throw line, low camper. Meadows cuts through. A little late on the taken away by Rockport. Blue Jays coming to the front court with it. Michaela Makings inside the three-point arc. Hands the ball off to Vogler. Vogler between the circles, midcourt and the top of the key. Now off the left side, three-pointer up and good by Vogler again. She's got eight. And the lead is 5-12-7. Rockport's biggest lead of the ballgame here early on. Meadows inside Locamper, double-teamed to Rigger at the free throw line. Kicks it out to the left wing. Barnes moves in. Oh, she walked with it and got caught. Trying to turn the pass around a defender there. Couldn't get it there. Timeout with the Rockport Blue Jay girls. The amount to 12-7. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
5:20 to go in the first half. Rockport with a 5-point lead and the basketball as they head up to the north goal here at Mound City High School tonight. With the basketball, Dylan Kemmerling. Kemmerling holds it, now passes off. It will go from Ella Meyercourt to Avery Meyercourt. Now ball loose, picked up by Vogler. And now she'll reset the offense out top to Kemmerling. Kemmerling picked up her dribble, coming out to help her out is Michaela Makings. Pass to Vogler on the right side, guarded by Meadows. And Vogler got inside her with a nice spin move. She's in double figures with 10 now. A two-pointer, a couple of free throws, and two threes so far. Here's Meadows out to Kreider, left corner, three ball, rim, backboard, and in the hole it goes for Katie Kreider, and it's 14-10 now. Biggest lead was six in this first half so far for Rockport. And Rock Peru nearly lost the basketball, saved by Ella Meyercourt, and a timeout call by Coach Maddie McPhillips. He thought they were going to get trapped. Timeout on the floor, 14-10 Rockport. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
14-10, the lead to Rockport. They have the basketball here in the second quarter. 4:13 to play in this first half. Take the ball to the top to Dylan Kemmerling. She is off the left side of the pass to Michaela Makings. Spins, used up her dribble, gets it back out of there to the dangerous Ella Meyercourt. Coming up now, a pass down low. Rigger steals it away. Meadows with it for Rockport ahead. Kreider, three ball right side. Up at the bottom of the hole that time. It is Kreider's back-to-back three-pointers. Katie's got 6 points in the ball game now. That's a one-point game. The other way we go. Kemmerling will hand it off to Makings. Makings into the paint. Cut off, spins around, out on the right side to Avery Meyercourt. She'll drive up, now reverse, goes into the lane. Double team will shoot it up, no. Rebound grabbed up by Locamper for Mound City. She'll hand it off to Meadows. Sydney Meadows on the backboard, a little bumping, going long up the floor. Up there, good defense by Ella Meyercourt, very aggressive. Kreider with it, left side of the circle, and she walked with it. Made that big move with the basketball where you make a circle with it and you take off, except she didn't get the ball on the ground to the dribble soon enough. 3:08 to go in the half. 1 point Rockport lead. They have the basketball. Coming to the top of the key and a quick pass underneath. Shot up, won't go for Avery Meyercourt. And Meadows ends up with the basketball for Mound City. Panthers looking for the lead as they come up the floor. And it's going to be Meadows all the way down to the baseline. Underneath, Locamper all alone. Defender went out to help with Meadows, and Locamper found herself camped under the basket. And now Mound City retakes the lead, 15-14. Second quarter action here at Mound City High School. Underneath it goes, stole, knocked away, and now Rigger with it. Knocked away by Kreider. She'll trail the play. Now it's Locamper to Kreider. Right side wing. Three ball. Three in a row she's made. She's got nine. All here in the quarter. She's got the hot hand. And Mound City has turned a 7-point or rather a 6-point deficit into a 4-point lead here. 2:05 to go in the half. Mound City got on a roll. Katie Kreider back-to-back-to-back triples for Mound City with a 2-pointer by Locamper thrown in there. And Rockport tries to bounce it underneath on the baseline. Can't connect, and it'll be Mound City basketball on the turnover. Sydney Meadows working up the floor against the defense by Ella Meyercourt. Two number 12s matching up. They double up, and now Gibson, and she walked with the basketball. Faked right, went left, and got steps in before the ball hit the deck again. Minute 42 left in the first half. Kemmerling will inbound the ball to Makings. Michaela with the left-hand dribble up the floor to the front court. Looks for a cutter. Keeps on going with the dribble. Dishes off left wing and drive into the hole. Throwing it up. No good. Ella Meyercourt, but a foul is called. And she'll head to the line to shoot a pair here. Panther foul is going to be on Elizabeth Locamper. Her second foul and team foul number three of the first half. So it's going to be Meyercourt at the line. Free throw up and no good. Should get another. That is Ella at the line. 5'6" freshman. Second on the way up and good. She got one out of two. Surprise. I thought she'd scored already, but no. It's Avery Meyercourt that has 4 points already. 18-15. And Ella Meyercord knocked another one loose, recovered by Gibson. Back to Meadows, pulls up, 16-footer. Right side, no good, and the ball's out of bounds. The referees look at each other, and Mound City basketball. Panthers get the ball. Inbounding will be Sydney Meadows. Tell you what, Ella Meyercord, a 5'6 freshman, she is a ball of fire in there on the defense. Very aggressive into Lowcamper. Turn of the lane, off the glass, no. Rebound brought down. Meyercord the hedge to Vogler, who lays it up and in. Nice job on the transition. That was Avery Meyercord with the assist up the floor that time. It's a one-point Panther lead, 18-17. Now with the basketball, front court, Sydney Meadows with it. Have our Highland Community College halftime report coming up here in just a few seconds. Give you the first half wrap up. Underneath, Lowcamper spins to the left side, off the glass, up and good for the lefty. 20-17. Here's a press. Lowcamper trying to keep the ball back, reaching in with two fouls. That's a dangerous play for her. And Rockport couldn't get the ball picked up. It went off their hands. It rolls out of bounds on the baseline. And the Panthers have it with 21 seconds to go. Lob it over a defender to Sydney Meadows. Meadows will come up the floor, walks it across the midcourt stripe. Girl, a shooter in each corner for Mound City. 7 on the clock. Meadows at midcourt spins over to Lowcamper. Down the left side, pulls up. Shot is blocked. Excellent defense there. That was Shaney Vogler that blocked the shot. No, it was 15, not 5. I'm sorry. Avery Meyercord who blocked that shot. And it's halftime in Mound City with our score. Mound City girls 20 and Rockport 17. We'll be back and wrap it up with the Highland Community College halftime scoreboard after this 2-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Fall City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Fall City. Call 402-245-5808.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back. Here it's halftime at Mound City High School, and time for our halftime wrap-up of the score brought to you by Highland Community College. Highland Community College is close to home, yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half scoring for Rockport's Blue Jays. Shaney Vogler has 12 of the 17 for the Rockport Blue Jays. 4 Avery Meyercord and 1 for Ella Meyercord in the first half. They are 3 of 4 at the free throw line. 3 fouls on Addie Mayfeld. Nobody else with more than 1 for Rockport. In the first half for Mound City today, it's 9 points for Katie Kreider. She made three-pointers in a row that she took there in the second quarter. We have four for Elizabeth Lowcamper, four for Miranda Rieger. We've got three for Sydney Meadows in the first half for the Panther total of 20. It was 5-4 after one quarter, and now 20-17 at the half. Two fouls on Elizabeth Lowcamper, one on Sydney Meadows. Those are the only fouls called on Mound City in the first half. Panthers just 1-for-5 at the free throw line in the first half of tonight's ball game. If you're looking for the Fall City Tiger girls basketball game, they are at home tonight. They're hosting the Griffins from Dillard-Odell in a battle of the two orange and black squads tonight. The Griffins and the Tigers playing at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. That game on sister station KTNC. A little bit of a heads up here for Logan Carpenter, our studio engineer tonight. We may have the longest halftime of the year here. They have not started to run down the clock yet because we have a cheerleading. I'm going to say they had a cheerleading seminar probably, and there's probably 16, 17 cheerleaders all under the age of 4 out on the court right now performing for the crowd. And there's another bunch, even larger, waiting. Maybe they're waiting for the boys' game. I don't know. We'll find out. So we haven't started to run the clock yet here at halftime. So right now, we'll take a 2-minute timeout. We'll check the weather forecast. I'll be back with another word from our sponsor. I'll be back here with second half action coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Where does the money go when you invest with Frontier Bank? We'll show you. An ag loan goes to an area farmer to plant a crop. A commercial loan goes to a local merchant to expand their business and create new jobs. A mortgage goes to a young couple for their first home to help them raise a family. With Frontier Bank, your investment dollar stays right here in our local area. It's vital to the local economy. See us at frontbank.com. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country Partisan superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows dip down to about 27 tonight under clear skies, south wind at around 5 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 47. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows dip down to about 30. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. you'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years, with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back here to Mound City High School. It's the home of the Panthers, and now we have moved up a level in cheerleader. Here comes the Mound City girls basketball team back out onto the floor to warm up, and they haven't even started to run the 10-minute clock yet. I think they said now we're up to the second through fourth grade cheerleaders. So we had the preschool through first grade, I think, that other bunch. Now there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17 of these. So there's a whole lot of cheerleaders here at Mound City coming up in the future. And they're performing well, and the crowd's having a big time with them here at Mound City tonight. As we said, over on KTNC, our sister station tonight, it is the Diller Odell Griffins taking on the Fall City Tigers tonight at Fall City. Randy Gatula has that game for you tonight. We're going to have Rockport on the air again coming up on Friday night. The Blue Jays will host the East Atchison Wolves. We'll have that girl-boy doubleheader for you coming up on Friday night. Thursday night, also Thursday night coming up, it's going to be more high school basketball your way. We've got a big week of action. Thursday on Sunny 101.3, big game, girls and boys. Johnson Brock at Freeman, that's coming up Thursday night on Sunny 101.3. The Falls City Tigers will be at Humble Table Rock Steiner on KTNC. And Friday night, as we said, on Sunny, it's East Atchison and Rockport on KTNC. Falls City Sacred Heart will be in Sidney, Iowa. It's boys only coming up on Friday night here, and that's on KTNC. So the cheerleading is about done. They've knocked the clock down to 7 minutes. That's what we'll have once we get started here with this event at halftime in the girls' game in Falls City. At halftime, it's Diller Odell 30, Falls City 25 in the girls' game. Falls City had an early 15-4 lead in that ball game, then got outscored 26-10. They got outscored after that point and trailed 30-25. That's a big game for the Tigers tonight. That game might help them secure a job of hosting the sub-districts coming up here in about a week. We'll tell you a lot more action about that coming up here in the coming days. And, of course, wrestling districts coming up this Friday and Saturday. And wish luck to all of the wrestlers as they get ready to try to earn their way to the state tournament. Right now, we'll take another break, then we'll be back with the second half coming up here in a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Sunny 101.3, covering
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil types. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Falls City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
It's halftime here in Mound City in our girls' game. It's a good one, 20-17. Mound City with the lead. We had three lead changes. We were tied at 7 in the ball game. Back and forth we went. Now Mound City has the lead, 20-17. And after an extended halftime break, the two teams are back out here warming up for this ball game. These two teams will be going to district action here before very long. In Class 1, District 16, the teams will include Jefferson, who will be the host at Conception Junction at South Nottoway. Mound City will be there. Rockport will be there. North Nottoway, Northeast Nottoway, South Holt, and Worth County. That action all gets underway on February 20th and goes through the 24th, and then they move on from there for the sectionals and quarterfinals on down to state at Springfield this year. So hopefully one of the area teams will pull their way through that coming up here in the next couple of weeks. So right now the teams are warming up. We're going to take one more two-minute timeout and be back with the start of the second half of our girls game on Sunny 101.3.
Employees at FAST get amazing benefits, medical and dental at no cost to you, life and vision insurance, flex spending and health savings, paid time off, tuition reimbursement, and on-the-job training to further your career and pay, bonus opportunities and stock ownership. What more can you ask for? Apply at workatfast.com. FAST is an equal opportunity employer.
FAST Global Solutions. Global presence with small-town spirit.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member, FDIC, equal housing lender.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Beal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gobber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, clinic manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
Here we go.
Teams have warmed up, and we're getting ready for the second half to get underway here tonight at Mound City High School. 20-17 is our score. Rockport trailing Mound City here. As we get ready, boys game will follow up this one tonight a little bit later on. As I said, Rockport will host East Action on Friday night. We'll have that girl boy doubleheader for you here on Sunny 101.3 as well. Excuse me, on Friday night. Here comes Mound City out of the huddle. Katie Kreider with 9 points in the first half on three long ones. Mound City will have the ball to begin quarter number three here tonight. With a three-point lead, here come the Blue Jays out of the huddle. Coach Maddie McPhillips. And let's see what we're going to do here. A little man-to-man defense, that's how it appears. They bring it in. All right, bring it up. Sydney Meadows with the basketball. Swing it around, and now gives it up there for Kreider. Back to Meadows, right wing, bounce pass down low and driving in. Low camper can't get it, got it back, missed it, and the rebound comes down to Michaela Makings. Michaela Makings doing a good job on the board tonight for Rockport. To the front, Michaela Makings with the basketball now off the left side to Addie Mayfeld, who's playing with three fouls. Mayfeld off to Kemmerlin on the left sideline. Just inside midcourt, about 10 feet. Now over Vogler. Vogler drives, free throw line, kicks it out to the right side wing, and a two-pointer up and rattles home for Michaela Makings, her first two of the ball game. And we get a one-point advantage for Mound City here. Lowcamper will bring it up herself to the left side. And the ball off to Meadows around the right side, down the lane, and the runner won't go, but a whistle and a foul called here on the Rockport Blue Jays. That foul on Michaela Makings. No, they called it on Mayfeld. Oh, he tucked his thumb. That was 24, not 25. Excuse me, Addie Mayfeld just picked up her fourth foul of the ball game. Meadows' free throw on the way will not go. She's now 1-for-2 of the night. Mayfeld, sophomore, checks out of the ball game. Free throw up, and yes, bounces all over the place. Finally went in. 21-19. Yep, there she is, into the game. Ella Meyercourt back in there now. Off the left side, Vogler has it. Bounce pass to the inside, got away, recovered. Now out top, Kemmerlin will reset from the midcourt circle. Right side to Makings. Michaela to the top and a three-pointer. No, didn't take it. That Avery Meyercourt drives the lane up. No. A lot of contact and a rebound by Rigger for the Panthers. To Kreider to Meadows. Up the left side she goes. Pulls up off the glass. It goes. Contact but no whistle. And a two-pointer for Sydney Meadows gives her six in the game. And the lead for Mound City is 4, matching their biggest lead of the ball game. Panthers on the defense. Rockport takes it inside to Avery Meyercourt. Double team, gets it away. Up, no good. Rebound, Elizabeth Lowcamper for the Panthers. Hands it off to Meadows, coming up the floor to the 5:45 mark, quarter number 3 on the right side. Picked up the dribble. Lowcamper, top of the key, dribbles down the right side. Stops, try to go inside to Rieger, and it's stolen away by Michaela Makings. Long pass up the floor. Thought for a moment that hit the volley, the half net. Didn't. There's a net up in the ceiling here. Here's another rebound off a miss by Rigger, and Panthers have the ball. Meadows coming up the floor. A large net they can drop down to separate the court in half. Thought maybe hit that support up there. Here's a shot up by the Panthers by Gibson. Won't go. Rebound, Vogler. Chaney Vogler will bring it herself off the right side now. Alamire court. Back to the top, Kemmerling. Kemmerling to the free throw circle. Back out. And it's going to be Makings. Left corner. Vogler for three on the rim. No. Rebound. Put back good by Avery Meyercourt. He's got six in the game. 23-21. Meadows to the front. Starts left. Goes right. Now reverses. Into the paint she goes. Shoots over a defender. Short. No good. But a whistle and a foul. Foul is going to be on Ellemeyer Court, the freshman. Her first team foul, number two and a half, on Rockport. Meadows ready, free throw up and short. She's now two out of four at the line tonight. Out of the game comes Avery Meyer Court. In is Callie Driscoll, a 5'9 sophomore. Free throw up and good. Meadows connects to make it 24-21. Now to the front court, up the floor with the basketball. Michaela Makings driving left. Big spin into the lane, passes it back out top. Free throw line jumper up on the rim, won't go for Kemmerling. Rebound to Lowcamper. Lowcamper to Meadows. Back to Lowcamper. Free throw line, dribbles down the left side, and a nice bounce pass, a no-look pass underneath to Miranda Rigger. Her third hoop, and the lead is five for Mound City. I believe their biggest lead of the ball game. To the front court, Michaela Makings goes right with a pass and driving and scoring off the backboard. Two-pointer for Ellemeyer Court, her first field goal. She's got three now. It's a three-point advantage for Mound City. Meadows with the ball to the top. Gives the ball up there for Abby Gibson between the circles. Rigger, free throw line, hands it off and down the lane. Left side with the right hand up and good for Gibson. Abby's first two of the night. The lead is five again. Mound City. Man-to-man defense. Out top, Vogler. Right side with it, Ellemeyer Court. Starts left, gives up to the right side to Driscoll. Back out top, Kemmerling. Bounce pass and a three-pointer on the way. Up and down, Ellemeyer Court. Just doubled her point total. She's got six. It's a two-point game, 28-26. 2:50 to go in the third quarter. Mound City with the lead. To the front, inside Rigger. Down the right side, Kreider backing up. Three ball up, too strong. Rebound, Rigger. Back out to the top, tipped it, gets out to Kreider again. Kreider down the right side, throws it up, a runner down the right, just outside the paint. And it's up and good. That's her first two-pointer of the night. And a timeout call. Mound City up by four, back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Beck and Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck and Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck and Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck and Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck and Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We are back here at Mound City High School, ready to go with the action again. Rockport to the front court with the basketball. Hand the ball off now to the right side. Avery Meyer Court dribbles around Rigger. Now it gets cut off. Trying to get to the baseline and a nice bounce pass underneath, but it's knocked away. And Rockport player Ella Meyercourt had her foot on the line. Got tied up there with Ava Barnes. And it's going to go to Mound City. So the Panthers have the basketball. And up the floor comes Panthers with it. Will be Meadows off the left side now to Gibson. Down to Locamper on the left block. Turns with the left hand up and good. Elizabeth Locamper puts her squad up by six. Their biggest lead of the ball game, 32-26. Backcourt, now front court makings. Hands it off to Kimmerling for Rockport. Over to the left side now, Shaney Vogler. Down in the corner, a dribble drive on the baseline, and a pass across the lane now to Avery Meyercourt. She spins into three defenders, shoots it, blocked by Locamper, taken by Rigger, ahead to Barnes, and she'll hand the ball back to Meadows. Left side, Barnes. Gives it to Gibson down the left side. Ooh, and got tangled up there, got the ball away to Locamper. She'd back it in to a double team. Shot blocked as she elevated there. Good job defensively, Avery Meyercourt. And it is Panther ball. 65 seconds to go in the third. A bounce pass into Rigger. Knocked away and stolen by the Blue Jays. And coming up the floor all the way to the hole. And now a pass across. Vogler with the bucket. Good job by Ella Meyercourt. That's 14 for Shaney Vogler. 51 seconds to go in the third period. Pass knocked loose again by Meyercourt out there. Meadows will back up to the midcourt circle, come off the left side with it. Abby Gibson. Abby looking, needs some help, gets it across to Rigger. 30 seconds to go in the quarter. Bouncy wants to hold for one. Rigger drives up, looks, leaves it back. Gibson, she's going to the hole. It's up in the right hand. No. Off the mark, no good. Rockport headed up the floor with the basketball. Finally controlled it, catching up with it. Avery Meyercourt gets the ball out of there, up top with it. Michaela making six on the clock. Underneath they go, and the shot is up. It won't go for Avery Meyercourt. The rebound again to Rigger, and that's your third quarter score. 32-28, Mound City with the lead. We're back in 1 minute on Sunny 101.3.
Exercising more, eating better, quitting a bad habit? These may be a few of the New Year's resolutions that you have in mind. What about your current insurance situation? As always, our all-year resolution at FBS Insurance Agency is to serve our community by protecting our friends and neighbors, both in good times and in times of need. We work with several different companies for both existing and new business to protect our customers. Contact me, Carrie Strom, or your local FBS insurance office to see how we can help.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
32-28, the lead belongs to the Mount City Panthers by four with 8 minutes up on the clock. Mount City went 2-for-3 that quarter at the free throw line. They're 3 out of 8 of the ball game. Rockport didn't get to the line in the third quarter. They're 3 out of 4 so far in the contest. We come back the other way now. Rockport basketball. Shaney Vogler down the lane, all the way to the hole, up and good. She's got 16 in the ball game. 2-point lead with 7:40 to go for Mound City. Elizabeth Locamper brings it up the floor for the Panthers. Off the left side, hands the ball away. Meadows drops it. It rolls off her leg, picked up by Gibson on the left elbow. Throws underneath for Locamper. It's out of bounds. They say Rockport touches it last. Panthers caught a little break there. All right, ready to go. Rigger to inbound Meadows, left side wing. Bounce pass into Locamper. They didn't connect, and it's taken away by Kimmerling. Kimmerling up the floor with it. Spins away from Rigger. Leaves the ball off for Vogler. Back out to the top and down the lane. Scoop with the left hand. No, and a follow. No. Locamp ends up with a rebound. That was Ella Meyercourt with those two shots and that rebound. Did a nice job. Boy, she's going to be fun to watch. She's just a freshman. Locamper. Oh, they leave her. She's wide open. She'll bury the 12-footer from the left wing. All right, back we come the other way. Now Rockport basketball. Up the floor. Pass it out of there. Oop, traveling. Got the ball away there to Callie Driscoll, and she wanted to make a pass. Took a little hop in there. All right, we come back here. Up the floor. Traveling on Mound City. Kreider wanted to stop and make a pass down low. And she got her, kept her feet moving, couldn't get stopped. And now Rockport gets the ball back with a four-point deficit. And Locamper putting on a little one-person press here. Get the ball up the front court, does Michaela Makings. And all the way to the hole goes Ella Meyercourt after she takes the pass. And she is fouled, no bucket. Panther foul on Locamper. That's going to be her third. First foul of the half on Mount Sioux, just two so far on Rockport. Free throw up, free throw, in and out, no good for Ella Meyercourt. She's now 1-for-3 at the line. Second one coming here. Freshman sets, fires, it's up, it's good. 34-31, Mound City. Rockport's cut it to a one-possession game here. The lead down to three. Meadows up the floor, left side. Barnes for three. Got it on the left wing. Ava Barnes with the three ball on the left side. 37-31. Six-point advantage and a drive down the lane for Rockport. Off the goal. Oh, how did it come out of there? Good heck of a shot by Avery Meyercourt. The ball went off the backboard into the hole all the way around the rim and came out. And then a foul called on Avery Meyercourt trying to get the rebound. Team foul number three was 6 minutes ago. And now we got bodies down in the backcourt as Meadows gets knocked down by Ella Meyercourt. Her second foul, team foul number four. That's all right. Even at 6 minutes to go, I mean, you get a point here where you need to put them on the foul line. And since we got one foul in the ball game here in the second half, and that's four on Rockport, so it's not so far to 1-1 if they need that. Ball tip. Now Locamper gets it. Hands it off. Barnes, triple on the way. Off the backboard. No good. Rebound picked off by Kemmerling. Kemmerling on the run the other way. Leave it back in the middle from Vogler, and a two-pointer for Michaela Makings, and a timeout called in a four-point ball game. Rockport, Mound City timeout. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
5:36 to go. Fourth quarter, Mound City 37, Rockport 33 in our girls game. Just past the top of the hour, this is Sunny 101.3, KLZA, Fall City, Mound City, and Rockport. Rockport took the timeout. I believe each team has three left in this game. Locamper will inbound for the Panthers on the baseline. They're set up to go against pressure defense here. Rockport not going to press. So up the floor with it comes Sydney Meadows. Throws inside right block. Locamper spins, went up and came down. Traveling as the defense was there with her. Good job by Avery Meyercourt. Keeping her in tight, not letting her get free for a shot. Now the ball comes in to Michaela Makings for the Blue Jays. to the front court, tipped away by Low Campers, playing with three fouls. Now off the left side for Addie Mayfeld, is back in there with four fouls. She drives, a held ball will go to Mound City. She elevated in the paint underneath the basket, wanted to throw a pass. Mound City got a hand on it, and the ball is going to stay with the Panthers. Meadows up the floor. Tried to get it into Low Camper deep. She was open, but the pass tipped away out of bounds by the Blue Jays. No, they reverse it. They say they did not touch it. It's Mound City. Turnover. Rockport will get the ball. Inbounding, Dylan Kimmerly. Brings the ball in there for Addie Mayfeld. 5'5 sophomore. Hasn't had much playing time tonight. Keeps picking up fouls. Nearly gets tangled up there with Making. Gets the ball away to her. Left side. Mayfeld had plus 4 points in the game. Or excuse me, has not scored in the game. And now back out. Making has four right next to her in the score sheet here. Now with the ball out near midcourt again with 4:33 to play and a 4-point deficit is Rockport. Now they'll come right side with it for Kimmerling. She'll move across the top of the key. Get the ball up there to Mayfeld. Mayfeld dribbling, guarded by Barnes, goes to the high post for Meyercourt. That is Avery. Back out to Kimmerling down the lane. Left hand up. Missed it short. Rebound brought down by Rigger. I've got her for 9 rebounds in the ball game to go along with 6 points. Halfway through the fourth quarter, a 4-point Panther lead. Low Camper with it. Mount City looking for their 15th win of the year. The Blue Jays looking for number 10 here tonight. Rigger wasn't paying attention. The ball went off her hand, but it went right back to Barnes. Barnes to Gibson, now to Rigger. She drives the baseline, gets cut off, and will be fouled by Dylan Kimmerling. Her second, team foul number 5 of the half on Rockport. So Rigger to inbound the basketball from the baseline. She's on the left side of the floor looking in. Gets into Low Camper, left side, wing. Backs her way into the paint, spin, step, shoots, no. Rigger the follow, shot blocked. Mayfeld comes down with it. Now out of there to the front court. It goes to Kimmerling. She throws it forward. A drive to the hoop and a pass out for 3 to Vogler. Got it. And we got a 1-point ball game. Vogler, 19 in the ball game. And it's 37-36 Mound City. Vogler with her 3rd 3-pointer in the ball game. Low Camper the other way to Rigger. Between the circles off to Barnes. Barnes will hold it. Kreider on the bench. Underneath Low Camper, double team, taken away, triple team as it ended up. Rockport up the floor the other way. With the basketball once again. Avery Meyercourt underneath, wide open, and a foul. Oh, a block. Shooting the ball underneath. Michaela Making got wide open, nobody there. Those would be the Rockport fans you hear protesting. I thought he was going to call a foul. He said it's a blocked shot. And the ball will stay with Rockport in the alternating possession. 2:46 left here. Inbounding will be Michaela Making. She comes into the corner now for Ella Meyercourt. Out to Vogler. And now back to her. And drive. And a shot. No. And a foul. A blocking foul on Low Camper. That will be her 4th. Team foul number 2 of the half. Elizabeth has both of them for Mound City. That's 4 in a ball game. They've only committed 5 as a team. At the line, Ella Meyercourt up. Short, no good if she shoots 2 here. She's made 1-for-2 attempts twice in the ball game. So to keep that going, she'll need to make this one. It would be a tie ball game if the freshman hits it. It's up. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound to Rigger. Rigger to Meadows. Meadows has not scored here in the fourth quarter. Stutter step out left side. Kreider, 3 ball. Got it again. Left side corner. Kreider's been hot all night. She's got 14 now. That's her 4th triple for the junior. And now the lead is 4 again with 2:15 to play. Front court, Avery Meyercourt holding it. Maddie McPhillips, the coach, says move it. And a drive off the baseline. to the baseline, off the glass, no. Meadows with the rebound for Mound City. Sydney Meadows guarded there by freshman Ella Meyercourt from side to side. Picked up her dribble, gets it away to Gibson. She's driving in. Gets stuck, now out right side wing. Low camper drives into the paint, shoots it, scores it. And we get a whistle and a foul. And we're going to have Low Camper at the line. The bucket is good. The foul is on Sheeny Vogler, her second. Team foul number 6. Low Camper in double figures now with 10 points. Looking for number 11. She gives her team some breathing room. Now with a 6-point lead, trying to make it 7. Mayfeld out, back in. I see Sheeny Vogler in there. Ella Meyercourt in there. Kimmerling, Avery Meyercourt, and I believe that's Makings down here talking to the coach. Low camper free throw. The line drive won't go. Rebound picked off by Kimmerling. Kimmerling coming up the floor, guarded by Gibson all the way up. Gives it up with a minute 40 to go. The lead is 6. And now Michaela Makings stands wide open for 3. Doesn't want to take it. Gives the ball up the other way. Skip pass into the paint. With it there, Avery Meyercourt turns, shoots, no. And a scramble for the rebound. Rieger had it. Now we got 2 whistles. And we're going to have a foul called on Avery Meyercourt. Her 3rd and team foul number 7. That's going to bring Miranda Rieger to the free throw line for Mound City to shoot 1-1. Rieger, ready? Rieger fires the free throw up, short, no good. Rebound picked off by Ella Meyercourt. Whistles the pass up the floor. Meadows stole it. Going out of bounds, saved it in, and we got timeout, I believe. Timeout called by Rockport with a minute 15 to go, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver & Mers in Falls City. Weaver & Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver & Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver & Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at weaverandmerslaw.com. Weaver & Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
1 minute, 15 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Mound City 42, Rockport 36 in our girls game here tonight at Mound City High School. Two teams huddled up with their coaches here. Ready to go. Here come the Panthers out of the huddle. And now we are ready. Rockport ball on the far side, halfway between midcourt and the baseline, and it comes into Ella Meyercourt. The freshman right down the lane. Nobody stopped her. Couldn't connect on the layup. And the rebound brought down by a Low Camper. Give it to Meadows. Minute 4 to go, and a long pass up the floor. Hustling from the inside out to knock it away. Out of bounds, Michaela Makings. Mound City will have to inbound it again. Possession arrow goes to Mound City. They're in the bonus as well. Rockport foul will put Mound City at the line. Under a minute to go now. Low Camper dribbles. Getting close to a 5-second call. Now, timeout called by Mound City because that was really close to being a 5-second call. Panthers up by 6, and we're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Since the day Frontier Bank first opened its doors for business in 1880, we've served the credit and investment needs of this area. The money that's deposited with us is reinvested locally in the form of loans to area families, farms, and small businesses, where it can help create new opportunities for everyone in our community. Stop by and talk to one of our lenders or see us at frontbank.com.
Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
50.1 seconds to go in this ball game. Mound City and Rockport, 42-36 in our girls game here tonight. We'll have the boys game following up. Won't be very long. They only take 10 minutes between games when they get everybody off the floor here. And here we go. Mound City inbound in front of their bench. Low camper to trigger. Brings it in for Gibson. Back to low camper, around a defender, going up the left side to the baseline. Double team, bounces it across to Rigger. Layup is good. The assist to low camper, the two-pointer to Rigger, and the lead is 8. I believe the biggest lead of the ball game now for Mound City. In traffic, the ball held. It's a possession arrow to Mound City. Panthers will get the ball. Up by 8, just 28 ticks left on the clock here. Low camper into Rigger to Meadows. Meadows dribbling around, and there's a foul, a blocking foul on Avery Meyer, course, her fourth. So we'll walk to the other end, shoot a 1-1. Sydney Meadows will be the shooter. Sydney with 7 points in the ball game tonight. She is 3 out of 5 at the free throw line. Addie Mayfeld checking into the ball game in place of Dylan Kemmerling for Rockport. Now we're ready. Free throw up and good. Made the first one. Now she gets the bonus. Senior gets set. The ball from the official. 22.8 seconds and knocks them both home. And Coach Ryan Osborne wants to take a timeout, set up his defensive strategy. We're back in Mound City after this 30-second break on Sunny 101.3.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family-owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
22.8 seconds left in the game here. Mound City will be on the defense. Panthers out on the floor. We're waiting for Rockport to come on out here on the floor and get the action resumed. Ready to roll. Rockport ball. Have to go the length of the court here. They're down by 10 now, 46-26. That's the biggest lead of the ball game. Meadows went for the steal, came up empty, went sliding to the baseline. Pass up quickly. And now a reverse layup, up and in for Avery Meyercourt. That'll lead us to another timeout with 13 seconds to go. Lots of coaching here as we get ready for the postseason. We'll take one more 30-second break and be back on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
We get back to action. Mound City ball, low camper to run the lane, pose over the top of the defense to Meadows. Rushing up the floor with 10 seconds to go and a quick foul with 8 seconds left in the ball game. Called on Rockport. Foul will be on Ella Meyercourt. That's her third. Team foul number 9. This will be the final 1-1 of the evening. Sydney Meadows at the line. She has 9 points. Free throw up and got it. Now she's found the range. 1, 2, 3, 4 in a row. 6 out of 8. 7 out of 9 now. And she hits her 5th straight. And it's 48-30. The lead is 10 again. Pass to the corner knocked away by Meadows out of bounds with just 2.9 seconds left. Inbounding will be Ella Meyercourt. Bring it in. Makings will fire up a triple, and that will end it no good. 48-38, your final score. Mound City with the win over Rockport. We'll be back and wrap this one up after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA-inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back here to Mound City. Our scoring tonight in this ballgame for the girls, for Rockport Blue Jays, they are now 9-12 on the year. Jeannie Vogler led the way with a dozen points in the ballgame tonight for Rockport. 8 points for Avery Meyercourt, 7 for Ella Meyercourt, and 4 for Michaela Makings in tonight's ballgame. For the Mound City Panthers tonight, they end up with the leading score being Katie Kreider. Katie had 14 points. She made 4 triples in the ballgame. 3 of those in the second quarter. 11 for Sydney Meadows tonight. We have 10 points for Elizabeth Lowcamper tonight. 8 points and a dozen rebounds for Miranda Rigger. Ava Barnes had a big 3-pointer and 2 points for Abby Gibson for Mound City. They are now 15-10 on the season, are the Lady Panthers of Mound City High. Final score, 48-38, Mound City with the win over the Rockport Blue Jays. Out warming up for the boys. They've got a few minutes up on the clock. Here, they only take 10 minutes between games. They already got the clock running. So what we will do, we'll do like a halftime. Logan, we'll do weather. We'll do 2 minute spots for our commercial, for our friends that sponsor these basketball games. Say thank you to them. Check the weather and be back here with the second half of our doubleheader tonight. Coming up on Sunny 101.3.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
I'm Chris McCorney, RN, and manager of the Cardiac Rehab Department at Community Medical Center, Falls City. With 26 years of experience, I'm still amazed when a patient begins the recovery process following heart problems or surgery. They're unsure and nervous, but finish strong and confident. Our experienced rehab staff considers it a privilege to assist with your healing process by promoting lifestyle changes with diet, exercise, and education. Our mission? Getting you back to a healthy and happy life. We're Community Medical Center, every day making a difference.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Meteorology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Low dips down to about 27 tonight under clear skies, winds out of the south at around 5 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow, slight chance for scattered showers. Daytime highs approaching 47. A mixture of precipitation likely tomorrow night. Low dips down to about 30. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow night through Thursday night. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at holmanford.com.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Holistic remedies leave many with questions. Thanks to advances in their use, we're learning more about their benefits. Herbs and spices like ginger and turmeric, which have anti-inflammatory and antioxidant effects, can boost your health and help prevent chronic disease. You have options to reclaim your health the natural way. Small changes can make a big difference for you and your family's health. Always check with your physician before taking anything new. This health tip brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3, covering the tri-state area.
And we welcome you back here once again to Mound City High School. We're getting set for the boys' action to get underway tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Get a girls' final, Mound City 48, Rockport 38. Get ready for the boys to get underway here. In the ball game tonight for Rockport Blue Jay, Coach Aaron Carpenter. He will go with Bannock Skillett, a 6'1" junior, 6'3" senior, Eden Burke, a 5'8" senior, Phillip Heron, a 6-foot junior, Cade Makings, and a 6-foot-1 senior, Micah Makings. Bannock Skillett, Eden Burke, Phillip Heron, Cade Makings, and Micah Makings for the Rockport Blue Jays. For Mound City, for Coach Alan Author in his first year as the head coach of the Mound City Panther Boys, 5'11 senior Gavin Salisbury will start tonight. 5'10 senior Trevor Tubbs, 6'7 senior Chance Summers, 5'10 junior Keaton Zembles also starting tonight. And back up the top here, I left one out, 5'10 senior Quentin Brandon. Gavin Salisbury, Quentin Brandon, Trevor Tubbs, Chance Summers, and Keaton Zembles, your starters for the Mound City Panthers on this boys' game. We'll take one more, two and a timeout, and be back on Sunny 101.3 with a tip-off for Mound City and Rockport boys.